Let me tell you what. First, it's not actually true that the Patriot Act was the worst. Most of the problems that we have had in civil liberties were not done through the Patriot Act. They were done through executive order by George W. Bush. And that's why the first thing I will do when I am president is call in my attorney general and have he or she review every executive order to determine which of those have undermined civil liberties, which are unconstitutional, and I will reverse them with a stroke of a pen. And so that is actually how... That's actually how the worst abuses have occurred. That's what happened with Guantanamo. That's what happened with the warrantless wiretaps. That's what's happened with the suspension of habeas corpus. That's what's happened in terms of the rounding up of Americans of Muslim extraction. Those weren't done through the Patriot Act. Those were all done separately. The first Patriot Act, I wasn't there, so I did not vote for that. The second one, I actually worked with Russ Feingold, who was one of the people who opposed it, to try to amend it to deal with some of its excesses. There were some provisions in the Patriot Act that actually did address changes that needed to take place. And let me give you a specific example. Prior to the Patriot Act, you could not wiretap a phone that wasn't land-based. Now think about it, nobody uses a land-based phone anymore. Certainly people who might be engaging in terrorism aren't going to be using an old dial-up phone, right? So it made sense then to change that law, and there were some other provisions that made sense. There were a number of provisions that went way overboard, including, for example, going through library records. We instituted a series of amendments that changed some of the worst excesses of the previous law. Some of the other amendments were blocked by the administration and the Republican Congress. But I want everybody to understand, you know, I taught constitutional law for 10 years. I take the Constitution very seriously. The biggest problems that we're facing right now have to do with George Bush trying to bring more and more power into the executive branch and not go through Congress at all. And that's what I intend to reverse when I'm president of the United States of America. All right. How much more time do we have? We got time for two more questions. All right.